affiliated companies.
We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you good, great, you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre America. Happy Thursday, everybody. I hope you're out shopping today and getting all that good stuff done. I'm going to skip the temperatures real quick because I have a special guest that was ignoring my phone calls yesterday, Mr. Brandon Hickey.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
I get the early segment today.
Do what now?
I get the early segment today.
Oh, yeah, you got that segment. You got the early segment today.
Yeah.
Hey, I did figure something out today, this morning, after I talked to you.
Okay.
Your phone's coming in kind of funny. Am I doing something wrong here?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm trying to figure it out real quick. Anyway, I'll get it figured out here. If I was a politician running for an office next year, I would be standing at all the doors to the entrances of Atwoods today. there are so many people going in and out of Atwoods. It's not even funny. Hey, you had some good sales going on at Elk City and at Western Oklahoma last Friday and Monday, and we're not going to have one tomorrow at Elk City because obvious reasons, they're forecasting. We have a good chance of having a pretty bad storm tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and sir. When's the last time you called a sell off because of weather? It's been a while, hasn't it?
I actually think we actually called one off last year. We missed one last January, actually, or it could have been early February.
Right.
Either January or early February, we missed one that was just not going to be, wasn't going to be easy for everybody to get there. Kind of a different situation. You know, we were going to have trouble getting the cattle in, and it was going to kind of be closer to being cleared out by the time the sale got here. And this time, well, you know, we had relatively nice days yesterday and today where they could have got us a lot of cattle, but man, I didn't want to have my employees out on the road Friday evenings and then trying to, you know, keep water and take care of all those cattle and worry about the trucks getting them in and out over the course of the weekend. So we just opted that it would just be better just to all them cattle would be better off staying at home in the pasture. So.
Hey, there's going to be a lot of busy ranchers or cattle producers this weekend, I'm afraid, because I was looking. I had one calf out of a heifer. She was just having it when I pulled in this morning. And then I was looking at the cows in the pasture next to them, just like, really? You know, because there's about 10 of them that already look like they're starting to dilate. And there you are, just like, okay, whatever you guys think, it's your deal.
Nothing like it. Changing in the barometric pressure in a big cold front to set them off.
Well, let's back up to last Friday and let's talk about the Elk City sale. I was impressed with your clientele in there the other day.
Yeah.
You had the Cotton King there.
Yes.
Yeah, and then I was making fun of Nonnie Walker Monday on the show because I just think it's funny how many of the older guys haul their cattle in on Friday morning, drive home, unhook their trailer, and come back dressed up like they're going to church.
But
it was good. You had 2,893 head there. We thought you was going to go over the 3,000 mark there for a little bit, but I don't even know where to begin. Those 360 three weights that brought, I don't know, whatever that was, that was crazy, but it was just good all the way around. I don't even know what to talk about.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, the gentleman with the with the very large consignment and the big drafts, you know, sure got rewarded greatly for the genetics and the program that he'd put together, and you know, had some good numbers of calves to offer, you know, in one offering day. And, you know, he sure got rewarded good for that. But, I mean, all the little groups sold really, really good as well. And had you know, several of the two and two weight cattle over the $6 mark. And it was a good day. It was a big run. Crew worked hard and got it done. And we were done by quarter after one there Saturday morning. So, you know, had just shy. I think we had 698 cows, and so we were just shy of 700 cows, and then 2,100, almost 2,200 yearlings, and calves, and went good, went smooth. Everybody worked hard, got it put together, got it done, and just a phenomenal market throughout the day.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Obviously, we're not having a sale tomorrow. Do you got some knowledge of what's coming in next Friday that was supposed to be coming in tomorrow?
Yeah, we do. We've got two or three bunches of calves that were lined up for coming for Friday that we put off to them. And then we're going to have about 75 pretty nice bred cows coming out of Kansas for this coming Friday, that he was coming with them this Friday, but we'll put them off for a week due to the weather. And they'll be young and mostly black moths and mostly heavy to middle bred kind of, sure enough, good, nice, take-home kind of cows coming in a week from tomorrow.
I got you. Well, before we go to Western Oklahoma, let me take a quick break, Brandon. We'll get that over with, and we'll come back and talk about Western Oklahoma. And then we'll talk about the two questions I have for you.
One
is political.
Okay.
One of them's not. No, really, it's not even political, so don't get your hopes up. So, and I just got your volume deal figured out. My phone was turned up too high, so that was my fault, my bad. But we're gonna take what is today? Today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. We'll be right back with Brandon here in just a second.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Are you in a bind and need some cash fast? Yes Finance in Oak City loves to say yes. They can help relieve stress with a loan up to $1,300. Most loans are approved in 30 minutes or less. Yes Finance takes pride in helping you get the money you need for any occasion. Go by the office at 1414 West 3rd Street in Elk City or apply online at localloangroup.com. Again, that's localloangroup.com. At Yes Finance, they love to say yes.
Hey folks, this is EJ Gredeman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma. Or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
Life gets a lot easier when you've got the tools to handle the cold, like generators, because losing power is not an option. Propane heaters and portable heaters keep you warm and working. Heated jackets and vests keep your core warm. Gloves for your vehicle, anti-freezing wiper fluid, battery charger, engine starters, flashlights, rechargeable hand warmers, WeatherTech floor mats to protect your floorboard, D-Gel diesel, scrapers, and de-icer. You know who's got all this. Napa Auto Parts in Elk City, 716 West 3rd.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Hopefully I got Brandon fixed now. Somebody's been messing with my buttons over here on the phone. Shouldn't be. Brandon, are you there?
I am here.
Yeah, that sounds way better. Way better. Yes, I got you. Cool. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, Monday. Was the 2,179 head. Were the like eight weights, were they down just a few dollars?
Maybe just a smidgen, on the smaller groups. I would say the load lots or close to load lots was probably steady with the week before. But the smaller groups were down just a smidgen, and that was probably mostly due to the screwworm $8 down day we had on Friday. The screwworm, false information that came out and caused us to drop $8 on Friday, and then of course Martin Luther King Day on Monday. The board was not open, so it wasn't able to make that bounce back that we thought that it might after we found out that was just a false rumor. So probably the small groups might have been just down just a little bit, but the bigger groups I would say were fully steady with the week before, and we had a lot more big 9-weight cattle this week, and they sold really good. Didn't have as many of the big groups of the heifers like we did last week, but they might have been just a smidgen cheaper as well on the heifer market, on the feeder heifer market. But overall, good run, lots of good home raised cattle. Mostly yearlings, very, very high percentage of the run would have been a yearling type of cattle coming off of wheat. Pulling a lot of those cattle forward, I think, with the dry weather right now. You know, a lot of our February, March cattle are pulling forward and selling now. Just wheat's suffering a little in the dry, and so they're going ahead and pulling them off and selling them into a good market. It's going to be interesting to see going forward as we continue to pull these cattle forward. At some point in time, is the market going to allow for these guys that are able to keep the cattle and truly have some March, April, and May cattle for sale, for offer, are they going to get rewarded because there's not going to be as many of them as usual? Is the market going to allow for that? Because pulling a lot of these cattle forward, that's going to make those numbers tighter. going into March, April, and May. So it's going to be pretty interesting to see if the market will allow for a nice little reward for those guys that were able to keep them, or if it, if we're just going to be topped out and it's not going to get any better than this. But it's going to be interesting to see going forward, because it's sure, we've had some big runs, here in January and sold a lot of really, really nice cattle the first 3 weeks. So it's going to be, the cold weather and the moisture that we're going to get this week is probably going to slow that down some. I would be sure and call ahead if you're thinking about bringing stuff to Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, because I think with the weather and the bitter cold, there's a pretty good chance that we may end up canceling our Monday sale.
Yep.
I've heard that OKC West and Oklahoma National have already canceled their sales. I've been told that by one of their employees. I don't know that for a fact, but that I have been told that they have canceled, and so there's pretty good a likelihood that nobody's going to be wanting to move cattle around in those sub-zero temperatures there Sunday. So we may end up canceling ours also. But if you're thinking about bringing cattle, for sure call and let us know. We'll sure have a sale if we've got enough cattle and the buyers can get there and everything. But as of right now, we're sure leaning towards probably canceling Monday as well. But call me and let me know if you're thinking about bringing something. But it's going to be interesting going on down the next few months. If we get enough moisture for some of these cattle to stay out there, is the market going to come up to meet the fact that there's not as many numbers going to be available in March, April, and May as what there normally is. So
right. I figured it was because it was holiday Monday and they couldn't get a hold of their banker while they was bidding.
There's a lot
of those videos going around.
Yeah, couldn't get a hold of their banker, couldn't get a hold of their broker. I mean, the world just almost comes to a stop. But, us in the cattle industry, we just keep right on plugging and doing our thing. So.
Yeah. Oklahoma National Stockyards did cancel no sale the 26th or the 27th. That's official. And yep. I just got that text message from one of the listeners, so they're listening. Yeah, I've been wondering about those guys that are gonna if they got enough pasture and stuff, hang in there until, like you said, March, April, and May. It's sure everything should be really good.
Yeah,
for them.
There should be some really nice rewards on the cash market. And we've seen this happen a lot in the last 2 years. The cash market get pretty separated from the futures market. The commodity markets have not been able to keep up or follow the same trend as the cash markets, and we've seen that a lot the last 2 years. And I wouldn't be a darn bit surprised if we don't see it again.
Yep.
Going into this spring, because it's that feedlots are going to come up with empty pens, and if they're they're going to want to refill them, and obviously they don't, some of that's going to depend on if they're making money, if they're losing money, if they're losing a lot of money, if they're losing a little bit of money, if they're making good money, that's going to play a determining factor into it. And the one thing that they've got going for them right now is the feed is pretty cheap. I mean, the commodities, the inputs are down there. The cost of gains are good. So far to this point, we've had a very mild winter. So these cattle have done exceptionally well. That'll slow down some this weekend and this coming week. Change a little bit. But up to this point, the cattle have done well. The cost of gains have been excellent. The closeouts, the guys that I've talked to, the closeouts have been excellent. So it'll be interesting. You'd like to make a prediction that, oh my gosh, it's going to be, better this spring than it's ever been, because our numbers are going to be tight. But you just don't know what's coming down the pipe between the screw worm and the American public and the media and what all they're going to put out there that's could potentially influence this thing a direction we don't want it to go. But numbers wise, fundamental wise, it looks like it could be a really good spring for those that are able to hold on to some cattle and keep them growing. So.
All right, we'll see if we can get through both questions, but I have my first question to you. As a cattle producer and an auction barn owner, what advice would you give producers for 2026? It's quiet out here. What's happening, Brandon?
Yeah. Well, I was just trying to think how I would want to word this. And we've talked about it, you and I have talked about this before. We're at record highs. We're up there in the clouds where, nobody thought we'd ever be. And there is opportunity that this thing could get better yet. But we did see a little bit of a lid get put on it, back earlier this fall. Finally some of that, information started showing up that beef is the new eggs and so on and so forth, and started making some of the consumers back off just a little bit. But the fact of the matter is people like beef, they want beef, and it's going to get a little bit tight. So it looks really good, but that being said, you just never know when the President Trump or any other number of things is going to happen to cause the emotionally driven paper traders to cause this thing to fall. So my advice, I guess, would be, enjoy these good times, but don't get caught with your pants down, so to speak. I mean, there's a lot of good ways to kind of protect yourself out there between LRPs, puts, hedges. If you're brave enough, there's a way to protect yourself. And some of these guys I talked to have already protected next year's calf crop. There's already LRPs available for the calves that are not even on the ground yet, that are just going to.
How does that work? Do you know how that works? I haven't talked to anybody, but I heard that came about. I mean, how would that work?
Well, it's all settled off the cash index of the month that you're buying your protection for. So, like this particular guy was buying, talking to, he was buying livestock risk protection insurance for his calves, marketing them next January, a year from now. Like I say, they're just now going to start hitting the ground probably next month. But he's protecting what he's going to get for those cattle next January, coming off of, what may be the same as this year, maybe short wheat, maybe good wheat. We don't know. Maybe it's be hay and cake, but whatever the deal, he's going to get a little protection on them, and where they anticipate that the feeder board is going to be, you can buy a protection for that amount. And then if if it's above that, then you're paying a premium. But if it's below that, they're paying you, and making it up to that point. And like I say, it's all settled off the index. It's not settled off the futures board. It's settled off the index, which is a really good thing, because the index is basically, not really an average, but it's what all the sale barns in the United States that are USDA reporting sale barns, what that's getting reported, all of the prices that are getting reported to the off the all the different sale barns. They're just taking all those together and putting them together, plus whatever private treaty sales is getting reported, which is not a lot, but if they're getting all of those put in together into a cash index. And the feeder board's supposed to eventually settle to that, but regardless, if it does or it doesn't, the LRPs will settle on what the cash index is, not what the futures board is saying, which is a much, much better program for the producers. So you don't have to worry so much about that separation, when it happens from time to time. But so there's some of these guys is already doing that and getting some of these protected. And you don't have to pay the premium up front too. That's another nice thing about it. You don't have to pay that premium up front. It's not due until the deal settles out. And then if you're above if you sold your cattle above where you had them protected, well then yes, you have a premium to pay. But you don't have to pay that up front. You don't have to pay that until your money's coming in anyway. So
what happens if you don't have a calf?
you better not be insuring on livestock risk protection if you don't have the cattle. That will get you in trouble.
Somebody asked me that.
It is not a speculation tool.
Okay, you ready for my political question?
You bet.
if we get Greenland, are you going to go over there and open an auction barn?
No. Well, no. I canceled the sale this Friday because of the cold that's going to happen once. And it's like this, like that up there all the time. I don't think I'm tough enough to go up there and run a livestock auction.
Well, somebody asked me the other day, if we get Greenland, are you going to go run grow some peanuts? I said, no, but I'm going to ask Brandon if he'll take an auction barn over there.
I'll come up there and bring my auction barn right after you and Jimmy go up there and start cotton and peanut fields. Well, then I'll follow y'all up there. So. when both of you have your first successional crop, then I'll talk about it.
we'll have the cotton king, the cattle king, and the goober king over there at one time. And Bo Deal, I'll pay for his plane ticket to come over and buy cattle from you. So anyway, oh, by the way, that calf I had this morning, it's one of those super motleys, one of super baldies, whatever you want to call them. I got a set of heifers going, and knock on some wood right here. So far, all of them are bull calves. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Probably means that this is the year that the heifers will be worth more than the boys.
So. Well, speaking of that, because I just got a few minutes. I got another guest in here, but we got the rest of the hour to talk. Why is there still such a big difference between the heifers and the steers? Is the steers overpriced? Is that what we've talked about this before?
You know, yes. No, I'm not going to say that. The steers aren't overpriced. The heifers are underpriced.
There you go. That's what I meant. Sorry.
Yeah. You just get so many, people that they want to run the steers or the guys that they've got pasture on, they don't want anything but steers. They don't want to have to deal with the potential of the neighbor bulls. They, this, that, and the other, and so heifers get kind of a bad rap on. If they're not going to be made into cows, well, then they get a pretty significant discount, And the ones that's going to be made into cows, I mean, we've started seeing them. I mean, we've seen some of them actually over steer price on some of the big nice groups that are sure enough going to be made into cows, and a lot of them at or near it steer price. But as far as the ones that's going to end up in the feedlot, there's. Do they perform as good? No. Are there issues to run them? Yes. But to me, the discount that the spread that is between a steer and a heifer right now is just too wide. It way more than offsets the aggravation and the headaches and the downsides to running the heifers. But again, it is a hassle if you've got bulls that. Right across the fence. I mean, there's just a lot of people that just can't or don't feel like that they can run the heifers because of the neighbor's bulls, and then you got some that don't want to mess with them due to the difference in the how fast they grow and just a lot of different things that factor into that definitely makes it where they should be a discount to the steers without a doubt. But I think the discount has gotten pretty high, but I'm not sure what the remedy is for that unless somebody's able to come up with a solution of making these things do good and not have to mess with the neighbor's bulls and all of that kind of stuff.
Pick better neighbors. Well, Brandon, thanks for taking your time out. I know we're a few days late with your report, and enjoy your time off, and please let me know if Western Oklahoma will be rolling Monday, and I'll make sure I'll let everybody know on the radio and on social media.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, have a good day.
Yep, you too.
All right, let's take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau, and we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
Kent Watkins here with SEI AgriTech in Elk City. Are you looking for the best nutrition for your herd? We proudly carry Mixed 30 liquid feed, Forco horse supplements, and can blend proven products to keep your livestock healthy and productive. Stop by today and let us help you choose the right feed solutions for your operation. And to our neighbors in Texas, we can sell to you and welcome your business. Stop by or call us today at SEI AgriTech on South Randall in Elk City and follow us on Facebook.
Thank you just doesn't seem to be enough. There are lots of places to buy cars and lots of places to have them serviced. We are really humbled by the trust you placed in us at Barber Dyson Ford last year. We don't take it for granted. You're the reason we had a terrific 2025. It was all because of you, and thank you for that. If you need us in 2026, we'll still be in the northeast part of Elk City and online at BarberDysonFord.net. We'd be honored to serve you this year.
Valley Center pivots are the most durable and reliable you can find. But when you do need replacement parts, your operation deserves the best. Valley Genuine Parts. Knutson Irrigation has been serving growers since 1981, and their experienced service technicians stand behind every part in their fully stocked warehouse. They also service other pivot brands. So when you need fast service and reliable parts, you need Knutson Irrigation. Call them for service or visit KnutsonIrrigation.com for more info.
I've banked First National my whole life as an ag producer. We understand. I'm over here in Elk City. Monty's over at Sayre. We're both operators. We have a real life experience on the situation. If times are tough, it's not just for our customers. We feel it too. When it's dry, when rates are up, we're able to communicate with management and everybody, hey, this is the situation. Our customers feel comfortable knowing that we get what they're talking about.
I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, January 19th. 2,179 head were sold. 10 head of steers at 462 brought 575. 7 at 517 brought 500. 16 at 612 brought 425. 4 at 621 brought 412.50. 27 at 771 brought 359. 20 at 930 brought 327.50. 7 head of heifers at 456 brought 425, 6 at 533 brought 435, 8 at 613 brought 365, 46 at 681 brought 355, 15 at 776 brought 330, 9 at 858 brought 310, butcher cows were 40 to 174, butcher bulls 134 to 85, bred cows were 1900 to 3000, pairs brought 2550 to 2850. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71 Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's do the Central Crop Care Grain Market Update. Mr. Layton's out of Hobart down there, and like I've said the last couple of days, he's added a piece of machinery down there for dry. He bought a big dry spreader. If you guys need any dry spreading going on after the snow or even during the snow, it's a good time to put fertilizer down as long as it ain't muddy. Give him a call down there at Hobart. Big ad in the Penny News on the Day in Ag pages. Check it out. All right, let's see what the grain market's doing here. Let me get it update. Make sure it's update. March wheat out of Kansas City, 524, up 4 3/4. May is up same, 4 3/4 at 535. Chicago wheat, March, 515, up 7.5. Corn, March, 423, up 2. May is 432, up 2 1/4. Soybeans, March, 1063, down 1.5, and May is unchanged at 1075. Soybean meal, March, 295.20, up 380. May is 298.60, up 340. Let's see what the old livestock is doing. All right, here we go. Live cattle, February is down 70 cents at 232.40, down 15 at 230.480 for April. Feeders for January, 363.95, up 72. March is 359.45, up 7. And April is up a nickel at 358.17. see what natural gas is doing with all this good weather moving in. Let's see here. It's almost at $5. February is $4.91, up $5. And then oil, March, $59.17, down $1.45. Well, I have a special guest in here with me today, and we're going to talk about some cool stuff. Daryl Splon, he has Red Dirt Drone Services here around out of Beckham County. He'll come anywhere. And Daryl, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's cool having you here. You're going to have a busy weekend in front of you, so this is going to be fun, aren't you?
Yes, it will.
So let's talk about why a drone service.
Well, drones becoming such a big part of livestock and wildlife and everything like that. And so the abilities that these drones have now are above par, and it makes the job so much easier.
It's cool stuff, ain't
it? Oh, yeah. It is. It's an amazing piece of technology.
So tell me about your drone. How big is it?
The drone that I have is about 20 inches wide, 20 inches, and then about 10 inches tall. So it's a unibody piece, so it doesn't have the fold-out arms. It's a Matrice model from DJI. It's got the thermal on it. It's got a 48-megapixel camera. And I can also mount a spotlight on top of it that follows the camera as it goes.
Oh, okay.
And so most operations with the thermals are going to be at nighttime, because anytime the sun's out, it heats everything up. Even if it's cold outside, the thermals, they still will pop on anything, basically.
Yeah, because so, like, trees are warm, are terrible. Yeah, especially during the summer.
Yep, during the summertime.
And transformers.
even in the wintertime, the tree tops, like even today, well, we got an overcast today, so today would be perfect for thermals.
Right.
But anytime the sun's out, the tree chops, they cover anything that's underneath them.
Right.
So you kind of have to hit it at different angles to be able to see it.
What's your flight time?
The flight time for this one is about 45 minutes.
That's pretty darn good.
And so I've got 3 batteries. And so you multiply that, you can get up to, almost 2 hours of flying.
Right.
And so, and the ability to have a generator on site and charging the batteries as we go, it's almost an unlimited flight time.
Right.
To be able to locate anything that we're looking
for. So how big's your batteries compared to the ones on my drone?
They are about 6 inches, about 2 inches thick, and they're a beast.
So they're bigger than a DeWalt battery?
Without a doubt.
Yeah, mine are about the size, about half the width of my phone, about twice as thick. But so let's talk about some of the things you can do, whether it's daylight or dark.
Yep.
Because everybody, his Facebook page is called Red Dirt Drone Services, and you'll get on there, and there's some really good examples of what he's capable of doing. Because just like me, this one field I got out here west of town, I don't want to drive out in there.
Oh yeah,
because we had such good rains last year, and we got plenty of
super tall,
and two reasons is I don't want to start a fire.
Right.
But the main reason is I don't want to run over a calf.
Yeah.
And because those little boogers lay flat on the ground you cannot see them.
Yeah. And that's the benefit of the drone is I can get up to 400 feet up and use that thermal and cover a giant swath of ground. And anything that's hot just pops like a.
Right. I'm looking at this one picture you got on your Facebook page, and that cow and that baby laying there. It's obvious.
Yeah. I mean, you can see them from a half mile away almost. It's an amazing piece of technology.
So that's one of the services you offer is guys, we got this storm moving in this weekend, and same thing's going to go even with the snow cover. I don't want to be driving across my pastures.
Yeah.
And and you offer a service where because my pastures are small.
Yeah.
And then we got some great big pastures. Oh, yeah. And it'd save a lot of time.
It would. And we can, I can fly up to, in perfect world conditions up to, 10 miles away, but we can't do that under the part 107. So I keep it within 2 miles usually,
right.
But I can cover a whole section of land.
Yeah.
Just from one spot.
Right.
And if you've got multiple sections or multiple areas, we can almost park in one place and run the drone over each piece of property that we've got.
And get them all. And you can, so what happens if we're looking for some missing, I'm going to give you a scenario. Right. So I'm missing 5 mama cows.
Right.
All right. Or 5 head of cattle. And they're not on my place. Do you have to get permission from the neighbor to fly over there to look for them?
No, that's the benefit of these drones is I can go over other properties of land. And that's like a gray area.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of
people. I wouldn't mind if you're looking for some cattle.
Right. And, you know, we're not flying over somebody's houses and zooming into windows.
And you're not hunting.
Exactly. We're not using it to kill wildlife or anything. We're just trying to locate them. And with that camera, the zoom's so good on it that I could drop it down to, let's say, 100 feet and zoom in and almost read an ear tag.
Yeah. And then that guy can say, you can tell him, the landowner, whoever you look for, say right. It's on your neighbor. So exactly. Then let him
Let him handle that, and they can do it on their own and go from there. Able to find those would be a lot quicker and easier. So if they're within, you know, a certain.
Can you hurt them with the drone?
I don't know. You know, if you get close enough, they don't like it, you know. But, yeah. So I guess it's always a possibility.
Yeah. See, there's another service. Look at that. Yeah, there's another service. Hey, Darryl, we're going to take a break. We'll come back and we'll finish this show out with you because we haven't even got to the wildlife part.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll be right. All right. We're going to take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. If you got any questions for Darryl, the Fowler Agency text line is wide open at 580-225-9697, and if you got any questions, ask him. We'll ask him while we got the show going. We'll be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Have you ever wanted to broadcast high school sports, but were just a little bit worried about having no experience? This is Aaron Skinny Kalk, voice of the Elk City Elks. I was in that boat years ago. I took a chance and called a couple of playoff basketball games, and it was more fun than I thought it could possibly be. Now I'm on the call for every single game Elk City plays. That could be you. Paragon TV is expanding and is searching for broadcasters. If sports broadcasting is something that you want to try, go to ParagonTV.com and click the apply button. If you love sports and love to talk about sports, this job is for you.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Need to dig it? Then it's time to rent it. But call 811 first, and then head on over to DJ's Rentals and Sales and let their knowledgeable staff help you get it started. Whether it's a backhoe, a post-hole digger, a mini excavator, or a skid steer that you need to help make that job a little easier. You can find them all and more at DJ's Rentals and Sales, 911 South Main Street in Elk City. Text them on the text line at 580-799-7214. Find and follow them on Facebook. And don't forget to call 811 first.
This is Sean with Galleria Furniture. Right now, we've got an incredible offer on the Hudson Collection. This leather sofa has all the features: a drop-down table with storage, power recline, touch puck lighting, and even Apple charging tray with USB charging. And here's the bonus. When you purchase the sofa and the love seat, you'll get the matching leather power recliner for free. That's over $1,000 in savings. Located in Elk City, next to Tractor Supply, where friends don't let friends pay retail.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like, is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drive down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least 2 hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. You know, I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name's Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Yeah, farmers can be pretty tough because it's a hard world in farming, you know, in the farming market. It's tough, so they're going to do all they can to get the best deal they can, and we're going to give it to them. Everything for maintenance on your equipment, changing your oils, you need some antifreeze, you need some hydraulic oil, any kind of grease. We got the bolts and fasteners now. We're opening up electrical fittings, zip ties, penetrating oils. Camrock is the name of the company. It's 2111 South Main, Elk City, south of Fred's Steakhouse.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. I picked the capital of Kiowa County, Hobart. 46 degrees, feels like 40. Dew point's 32, humidity's 49. The winds are out of the southeast currently right now at 12 miles an hour. 40 degrees is the three-day average bare soil temperature and 5:54 sunset. 51 and cloudy today, mostly cloudy and 26 tonight and tomorrow. 60% chance of snow and sleet, high of 28. The winds will be out of the northeast, 16 to 25 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 35 or 40. So tomorrow doesn't look pretty. So your temperature midnight looks like your high temperature for tomorrow. All right, I got Mr. Daryl Splawn in here. He's with Red Dirt Drone Services right here out of stationed out of Elk City here. We've been talking about how he's got a really cool drone. Thermal, and it has thermal imaging, and he can go out anytime, basically day or night, try to help you find any lost cattle. If you got some on the river or the creek or something, I think this would be the go-to guy. Before we get to wildlife, how's people get a hold of you? Let me turn you up. Sorry.
No worries. Mostly just our Facebook page.
Okay.
Really is. I haven't got the websites, you know, built up yet just because it's a new business.
Right.
And then eventually I'll put ads and stuff out once to get closer to towards deer season in that area.
Right.
And so mostly it's just Facebook, word of mouth kind of thing.
Well, speaking of deer, I shoot a deer with my bow.
Yep.
And it goes a little farther than I want him to.
Yep.
And I can't find him because he's like, let's just say he's down on the river.
Right.
And it. Grass and brush and stuff that's a mile high, and are you the person I need to call?
Yes, it is. And the benefits to it is you don't have to go out and look for it to push it. And so say you make a questionable shot and you push the deer, now you know they can go a half mile, you know,
or they can get over the neighbor that doesn't like you.
There you go. Yeah. And you know, a lot of times if a deer shot bad, it's going to go, you know, 100-200 yards and it's going to bed down.
Right.
And it's going to lick its wounds until it heals itself enough to get up, or it's just going to stay there.
Because whitetail are tough.
Oh, they are. They're amazing animals.
Yes, they are.
And so by not pushing it, we can find that deer. And with the spotlight and the camera and the zoom, we can tell you that it's still alive. We can tell you it's dead. We can tell you where the shot placement was and kind of get you a game plan from there to say, hey, let's let it sit overnight. Let it die and then come back tomorrow and,
right.
and locate it. And with that drone is... I can spot it, or I can basically create a point on the map and then give you a QR code that goes into Google Maps, and you just follow your phone and walk straight to the deer.
Right.
And so the technology on it is top notch.
That
it's way above my pay grade. You know, it's way smarter than I am.
What if one of my buddies has got a flip phone?
You know, and then, well, we can, I'll just say, hey, you see the spotlight in the air? Go to where it's pointing. That's the easiest way to go.
Sorry, I got a lot of friends with, my older friends with flip phones.
I miss the days of the flip phone, you know, the busyness.
But there's a, what is, what kind of charges? I mean, how much does it cost? Let's talk cost.
So whenever it comes to deer season, it'll be like $250 to go out and then an extra $100 if we find it.
Okay.
Locate the deer, whether it's dead or alive.
Right.
And for cattle, might be a little different. If we're searching, you know, 160 acres, that's not going to take that long. It might be, you know, $100, $150.
Right.
If it's local. You know, if I've got to drive a long ways, then it's going to be a little more.
Yeah, you got to at least cover your expenses.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, there's a lot to it. Whenever you get your LLC, you get your pilot's license, you get the insurance that you cover for your business. And so all those costs add up to, we got to charge a little bit to be able to come out and make a profit off of it.
Right.
You
know, yeah.
But it's not a free service, but
no.
The smaller the acres, the less it'll be. You know, if it's a full section, it's going to take me a little while to fly it, but it won't be too bad.
Right. Well, and you talk not so much on the wildlife part, but on the cattle part, you know, our baby calves are worth $2,500.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'll spend at least $250 right. with you.
You know, I was talking to a guy the other day, and he was missing four of them, and he had in a big area, and it took him 2 or 3 days to find them, so that way he could take them to sell. He's like, I wish I'd have known about you. I would have paid for you to come out and find them. And I'm like, well, so, you know, just word of mouth you know, we'll move the business along.
Well, exactly. I mean, our time is, what did I say? Somebody's correct. Did I say your last name wrong?
Splawn.
Splawn?
Like the lawn in your front yard, yeah, with an SB in front of it.
Oh, yeah. Somebody's giving me a thumbs up. And because he spent 3 days out there.
Right.
I'm pretty sure he had more things better to do.
Oh, you bet. Yeah. And, you know, some of these places that you can't get down into the canyons, or, you know, you don't want to drive your truck, you know, right, across a rough pasture, or it's muddy, you know, and so being able to do that from a half mile away, you know, makes the job a little bit easier.
So do you have any limitations on what you can do? I mean, I guess what I'm getting at, I'm trying to cover all my bases with you here. So if you're by one of Black Kettle grasslands, can you still?
So you can still fly. Okay. Some national parks you can't fly around. Airports, you know, they have restricted areas. Right. Certain ones do. You have to have clearance to fly within those. Like the Burns Flat Airport's got an area that's a pretty good size. Yeah, and there's a lot of traffic that's going in and out of that airport.
Right.
So we have to avoid certain areas. But for the most part, we're good to go.
I'm pretty sure that Boeing airplane went over your
throat. It might do a little bit of damage. Yeah.
The drone deal is changed combat. I mean, if you watch anything with 100%. The going on in Ukraine,
oh, it's crazy.
It's crazy, and they're changing their, you know, the U.S. military, they've changed their ways.
And it's not just the fixed-wing drones that they use that fly at 10,000 feet and have a camera. You know, they're just strapping a bomb to it and going and dropping it.
It's right in the back door.
Exactly.
I've seen it. It's pretty cool. I think that's kind of neat. You've started that around here. And like I said, I'll probably have you come on next fall before deer season, just to remind people. And, but like I said, if you go to Facebook, Red Dirt Drones is what you deal, and it's there. He's got some pretty cool imaging, and I think it'd be worth anybody's time to have you come out to help them look, whether it's animals, whether it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be a cow.
No, it doesn't. It can be wildlife. We can't locate them to shoot them, you know, like coyotes or anything. You know,
you don't have one of them on the drone yet.
hogs you can locate because they're a nuisance critter.
Right.
But like with coyotes and bobcats, we can't fly over and say, okay, they're 500 yards this way, you need to go. We can't do that, obviously. But anything, horses.
Well, that's
pets,
a bunch of crap because they got live scopes on fishing boats.
You know, and you can hunt thermals for coyotes, but you can't use a thermal camera to locate them.
Right.
And so, you know, there's certain things that you got to go by, but for the most part, we can locate it. And my kids like running out trying to hide and see if I can find them with a thermal. Right. So,
well, there's somebody's wanting to know, do you know where a guy can buy some toilet paper right now?
Yeah,
I bet it's
good.
Well, I wasn't going to say much, but we got a couple of minutes here left here. Daryl's got this, he has this drone service, but he's also one of our elite Oklahoma Highway Patrolmen for Western Oklahoma. And all I can say is I hope stay safe this weekend with all the craziness going on in these winter storms.
I have a feeling it's going to be a little busy the next couple of days.
Yeah. I myself will honestly say, cause I know quite a few, Highway Patrolmen, stay safe.
Definitely.
And what do we got to do to get people driving down the road to move over when you guys got something going on?
I have no idea. We're still working on that.
Jerks my chain.
We can raise the ticket prices and people still don't do it. A lot of states, they don't hammer down on it. And so, you know, we'll get a lot of the Oklahoma people, it's really not too bad. They usually get over the caution, but a lot of from the other states, California, those areas, they just
don't forget New York.
They just buzz right by you and see if they can knock your hat off.
Yeah, I just don't get it because I even if it's like the highway department, I get over, ahead of time.
And nowadays, you know, even a vehicle that's on the shoulder with its hazards on, you're required to get over. And
right.
So it just gives everybody caution. And I wish everybody would follow that, but there's a lot of times people don't. And then when you throw in snow and ice, it just makes it 10 times worse.
So, all right. Yeah. So what's the, What's this team that I see of highway patrolmen that are, I don't know, 8, 10, 15 highway patrolmen? You'll see them going somewhere one direction or another. Do they come out to, have they got it scheduled where they'll come out? I seen them on Turner Turnpike here about a month ago, and they was working in a group of 10. Then I noticed the plane up above.
Right,
so they just go in different parts of the state just to make sure people know you're going to get a ticket.
You know, certain times we'll do an aircraft assignment. And so we'll have 8 or 10 of us that are hiding, and we're just basically waiting. And the airplane will call it out and say, hey, we got one going 96 miles an hour. And so we'll just get out and stop.
What's the fastest one you've ever pulled over?
167.
What?
Yeah, on a motorcycle.
Oh, I was going to say.
Surprisingly, he stopped. So I was, really? I was happy about that,
Oh, did that help with the ticket?
No, definitely not. Yeah.
So, all right, Red Dirt. Daryl, thanks for coming on.
You betcha.
Red Dirt Drones, check out their page. And Daryl, again, thanks for coming on.
Very well. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Stay warm.